President Obama has called for a national moment of silence at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. The Supreme Court will begin arguments 10 minutes early so it can observe that moment. And Congress has delayed its agenda this week.
To think that she was shot out trying to meet with her constituents points out our vulnerability.
So instead of the planned vote to repeal health care reform, the House will convene this week to pass a resolution honoring Gabrielle Giffords and other victims, a show of unity after a heated political season. Last spring, Sarah Palin called for defeat in Giffords' district and 19 others.
Don't retreat, reload, and that is not a call for violence.
The way that she has it depicted has the crosshairs of a gun sight over our district. And when people do that, they've got to realize there's consequences to that action.
Members of Congress say this is a reminder that words carry real weight.
I think it's a good time for all of us to reflect about the tone, the toxicity of the political climate in this country.
And on Wednesday, there will be a bipartisan security briefing for lawmakers on Capitol Hill as they try to balance how to be accessible to constituents while remaining safe themselves.